You are listening to the Leadership or the Leaf sidebar episode. Join Austin and Dice as they put some smoke in the air.
Welcome to another episode of Leadership of the Leaf sidebar edition.
Whoa, sidebar. I love sidebars.
I love sidebars. They're so much fun because we get to just bullshit, tell us all the fun stuff, BS for a little bit, and just have fun on these episodes.
Takes away from the leadership side of things. You know, we're focused on enjoying what we normally do with cigars and just smoke cigars and talk shit.
It's always fun time. This one is near and dear to my heart.
Yeah.
Because this is a St. Patrick's Day sidebar.
Oh, stroke me clover.
Oh. They're magically delicious. All right. So, my name's Austin.
And I'm Dice.
Hey. Hi, Dice.
Hey.
So, Dice, before we get into what we're smoking, I need to know how... hold on.
Okay.
Because we're smoking the same cigar, so we'll talk about that here in a second. But I want to know what you're drinking.
Oh, well, it's the St. Patrick's Day episode.
Right. So I'm really hoping it's either something green something Irish, like a whiskey.
It is Irish. It is. Now, you know Hennessy is an Irish name.
God, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is Hennessy not an Irish name?
It is.
I mean, those are facts. You can't fight me on that. That's true. I'm not drinking Hennessy, sir. Not drinking Hennessy. It is an episode that's near and dear to your heart. So I decide to go out on a limb or a four-leaf clover, if you may. And I am going to enjoy some Irish whiskey.
Ooh. What Irish whiskey?
Jameson. Not Jamerson. Jameson.
Jameson.
What? Spell it.
Jamesson.
Where's the R?
I didn't say an R. I said Jameson.
Was Jameson?
Yeah, Jameson.
I'm drinking Jameson.
God. I didn't say Jamerson.
I've always heard it. I'm gonna drink some Jamerson. I've Jamerson? It's Jameson. Jameson.
Jameson.
Jameson. Oh, whatever.
Anyways, okay, you're drinking Jameson. Yes. All right. Everyone drinks on St. Patty's Day. So, 100% would not be surprised about that.
It's a true story. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I am foregoing the Irish name of Hennessy and drinking something actually made in Ireland.
I mean, you could have done fucking Guinness.
Guinness. I can drink Guinness, but it's a little too stout for me.
I saw what you did there.
Yeah. I was gonna do an Incredible Hulk, but I was like, I did that. I already did that. Let me. You know what? Let me hook my boy up. Let me drink the drink of his people.
I'm so proud of you. That makes me happy.
So now we know I'm drinking an Irish whiskey.
Yes.
You better bring your A game.
It's not an Irish whiskey.
What? Oh.
It's a Scotch whiskey. It's a Scotch. I know. Ireland, Scotland, got it.
Yeah.
I understand. It's Glenfiddich 12 year. That's what I'm drinking.
Okay. Where's that made?
In Scotland.
Okay. Okay. Not Ireland.
No. Okay. All right. Here's what happened was.
Here we go.
I was going to go out and buy some Redbreast. Now that you've had it, you're like, oh, that's so good. But I ran out of time, and this Glenfiddich bottle was like 3/4 of the way empty, and it was making fun of me. So I was like, I gotta drink you. And the only other thing that I had that was Irish is Jameson. It is Jameson, but it's the orange Jameson. Which, don't get me wrong, is good. I just didn't want to do orange paired with what we're smoking. I don't think it would have blended well together, paired well together.
I have a confession.
Hmm.
So, when I went to purchase my drink just for this episode, I purchased it just for this episode.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I had a bottle of Redbreast in my hand.
Oh, and you put it down.
I put it down. I'm going to tell you why I put it down. I was like, I like Redbreast. I really do. But Jameson, like I said, was on sale.
Yes.
So for the price of that Redbreast,
yes,
I picked up a bottle of Jameson and a bottle of Hennessy. For the price of that bottle of Redbreast. Come on. Come on. Come on.
I ain't mad at it. I can't be mad at it.
I do like Jameson, though.
Yeah, Jameson's good shit. I enjoy Jameson. All right. So, it's St. Patty's Day.
Yeah, woo. What? Okay.
So, obviously, what does every cigar smoker do on St. Patty's Day?
It's a rite of passage to smoke a green cigar, sir.
Right. Now, last year, if I remember right, last year, one of us smoked the Filthy Hooligan.
Which is a classic.
Which is a classic. I think the
cigar.
And I think I smoked maybe an A10 by Rocky Patel.
I think so.
I think. So anyways, we decided to do something a little bit different this year. And we went with a nice Candela, a Founders Hamilton.
Founders Hamilton Candela, which I'm going to just, you know, whatever, name drop, however you want to say it, was given to us at TPE by them.
Yes. Fucking A. Founders took care, hooked us up. We talked with the people there. Loved their cigars. I don't know which one we smoked. It was the Washington or the Franklin. No, Franklin.
Franklin. It was the red one, yeah.
It was the Franklin. We smoked the Franklin. Loved it. Can't wait to smoke that on air. But they hooked us up their entire product line as the convention was ending, and it so happened that we had a Candela in there, and we're like, done. St. Patrick's Day, here we come. Done. Let's go. So, the wrapper is an Ecuadorian Candela, the binder is Nicaraguan, and the filler is Nicaraguan, Honduran, and Dominican. It's profiled as a medium cigar. So I'm interested to see how this goes, because Candelas are usually very light, grassy note flavors, hay. They're usually like the lightest wrapper of everything, but so I'm interested in getting into this. This cigar that's, you know, named after Andrew Alexander Hamilton, who was the chief architect of the American financial and banking system. So fuck that guy, first and foremost. And he was the first Secretary of the Treasury of the United States of America.
So it makes sense why they picked that name for this colored cigar.
Right. Green, money, Candela, why not?
It's Candela. So we seem to be focused on Candela. So the process of making a Candela. Let's talk about the process of making it.
Yes. Let's get into how to make a Candela. Right? So the green color of the cigar wrapper is maintained by quickly harvesting and speed drying the tobacco leaves at a very high temperature. So this is done because the tobacco leaves, they harvest them before they have a time to mature and get brown. The farmers harvest them and dry the leaves to lock in that natural chlorophyll, which is what gives the leaves its green color. Once the leaves are harvested, they undergo a process called the fire curing technique. That's why, like, Kentucky fire cured stuff, they tend to be on the greener side.
Correct. Now, I don't want everyone to get confused. Just because it's fire cured doesn't necessarily mean it's Candela, because there's fire cured cigars out there that are not Candela.
Right.
But I would say majority are.
Yeah.
Would that be that? I think that's a fair statement.
Oh, yeah, I agree. So in this process of fire curing stuff, they go, they're heated very slowly at a temp as high as 175 degrees and then rehydrated over a period of time to make it easier to roll and handle so they're not cracking, right? Because if you take leaves and you heat them to 175 degrees, one, congratulations on not getting them to burn, and then two, they're going to be very dry and crackly, so you have to rehydrate them to be able to roll them very well.
Well, I could imagine like the tostador probably goes through a few, maybe some that are just not cured correctly, or you know, some that were maybe up under the bunch or something like that. I could see like them having problems getting through a whole batch with no errors.
Right.
I could see that. Now, have I ever done it? No, but I can foresee that process.
Right. And you know, the thing is too, is farmers really like this aspect of Candela, because it's way quicker than the traditional to working the tobacco in the traditional sense. It goes from barn to customer a lot quicker, so they're able to turn a profit a little bit quicker on their wrappers, on their leaves.
Yeah, they don't have to have them sit up in what the plumes or anything for a lengthy period of time, because some of the
darker, pilons.
Yeah. What did I say? Plumes?
Yeah.
Plumes is smoke. Plumes is the barns that they are stored in.
Plume is mold. No, I'm just kidding.
My cigar has plume.
Yeah. Candela. So Candelas are great. They're the quintessential St. Patrick's Day smoke, right?
Right.
Most Candela's wrappers give a sweet green tea, grassy, hay flavor notes. There may be hints of cedar and a little bit of pepper. Usually the Candela wrapper is considered the lightest of all wrappers.
Yeah, would you double Clara?
Yeah, double Clara.
I do know, especially around this time frame. I even, when I went to cigar outlet talking to Roger or whatever, like this is the time frame for the green cigars. The St. Patrick's Day, like this is like their Super Bowl. You know what I'm saying? I mean,
yep.
He was pushing the Filthy Hooligan, and I was like, I'm not here for the Filthy Hooligan. I have my cigar pick for St. Patrick's Day. Unfortunately, he doesn't have Founders in his stock. So hopefully he listens and will hopefully get them there. I'm not quite sure, but you know, every time I go in, I will ask.
Yeah, I mean, Founders Cigars are a veteran-owned company, which we love to support our veterans. These guys were really awesome to talk to at TPE. I think we clicked with them almost instantly.
Yeah. He did share, I think we said it before, but he did share that they did go like a little revamp with the bands, especially because the bands used to be just like all white with a black silhouette.
Yeah.
Now they're gold and they got color to them. The band is actually amazing. I liked the band before, but I like it even more now. And I know you're a band guy. So if I saw this band, I would definitely be intrigued about the cigar.
Yeah, so you're 100% correct. I thoroughly enjoy looking at these bands. I think they're gorgeous. They got some gold filigree. They have a silhouette of whoever they are named after. We mentioned.
Did you just say filigree?
Yes.
Wow, you educated motherfucker.
Fucking ain't right, homie. They got some color to them. They got that gold filigree. They got the silhouette of whoever they're named after, right? So that there's a silhouette of Alexander Hamilton. They have a silhouette of Franklin on their other one. There's different colors as like background colors. These are just beautiful bands. And I sat there and I told them, I told them at TPE, I said, you know, look, looking at your bands, the old bands, I'm not saying that I wouldn't pick it up because of that band, but I would definitely pass it over in favor of this band.
If I saw these two side by side, I would pick this band over the other one.
Right, yeah. If I'm going in there and I'm like, I am going to pick up a cigar. It's a new cigar. I haven't ever smoked. I want a new cigar. And they're like, hey, have you ever had Founders? And I said, no. And they said, cool. And they showed me two boxes. And one was their old band, and that was white and black. And this one, I'd pick this one every single time. It's just gorgeous. I think they did a phenomenal job on the revamping of the image.
Yes.
Yeah. No. I love these bands. They're gorgeous. Can't wait to smoke more of them. Put pictures out on our Instagram at Leadership of the Leaf. Founders, if you guys don't have them in your local brick and mortar or on your favorite store or whatever, and you can get in contact with that, make a suggestion. Carry Founders Cigars. I have yet to have a bad one from Founders Cigars.
Well, not promoting, but I guess in a sense, I guess we are. Enjoyable, very enjoyable smoke. If it's not in your repertoire, give it a try. I guarantee you will not be disappointed. What do you know about Candela? I do know that it, for the American standard, like in the 1940s or whatever, it was the preferred cigar, like JFK and all that. This is the cigar, like a green cigar is what they would reach for.
So there's a huge surge in popularity between the 1940s and the 1970s, before it kind of faded into that quintessential St. Patrick's Day smoke. Many companies have produced a St. Patrick's Day cigar that features a Candela wrapper. Filthy Hooligan by Alec Bradley is probably the most iconic St. Patrick's Day cigar. They release it every year. It sells out really quickly. I'm part of a couple different cigar communities on Facebook. And man, I think I saw posts going back as far as like the beginning of February, end of January, of Filthy Hooligans are in stock, get yours now. And there's people like buying like a box of Filthy Hooligans to smoke for St. Patrick's Day, leading up to St. Patrick's Day. So that's why I say it's the most iconic, but really if you just go find a green Candela wrapper on St. Patrick's Day, you're not going to be upset about it.
Facts. When I first started smoking cigars, one of the first cigars I smoked, Optimo. I don't know if anyone's ever smoked the Optimo before, but they were a torpedo shape and they were 100% green. And I thought that was like, oh, look at this new craze that they're trying to do. Make a green cigar. I didn't even know they were Candela. Like, oh, I thought I was the bee's knees because everybody else was smoking like Black and Miles and all these brown and whatever. And here I am smoking a green cigar.
Ooh.
Not knowing that I'm just older school.
Yeah. Yeah, they were known back in the day as either a Double Clara or the American Market Selection cigar. That was back in the 40s and 70s, 40s to 70s, 40s, 50s, 60s. This is what everyone reached for. They were the height. It'd be like reaching for like a Habano or a Connecticut or a Maduro now. Like, those are the three that everybody knows, but... You know, people are like, have you seen these green cigars? I'm like, yes, I've seen the green cigars. They are called Candela. And smoke one for St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, well, you got to think, back in that time frame, any other color that wasn't green, is reminiscent of the Cuban cigar. The Cuban cigar craze. Well, oh, these are Cubans. And that's why it's an American standard, because the American standard, they went away from the brown cigars to differentiate. Hey, look at that, summed it up. between a Cuban cigar and an American Standard cigar. So that's why in like the late 40s and stuff like that, the green cigar was the American Standard at that time.
Yeah, that American market selection, for sure. Now, there have been other companies other than the Filthy Hooligan by Alec Bradley. Like I know All Saints released a St. Patrick's Firecracker back in 2023. And it was green. It was Candela as a firecracker, which we all know firecrackers are shorter. They typically have a fuse, a long pigtail on them to give it that look. But yeah, they tried it.
Yeah, it's normally packed with pepper. And they're pretty powerful for such a small cigar. And that's exactly what they were going for the firecracker. But I'm going to save all the firecracker notes because I know. Knowing us, our 4th of July episode, more than likely than not, we'll be smoking a firecracker.
What? Do you think we're going to smoke a firecracker on 4th of July?
We're kind of traditionalists like that.
Hate all you want. It works. I mean, firecrackers usually are they give you that little pop, the pepper, right? That's that, hey, this is a thing. And I'm not mad at the firecrackers, right? They pack a lot of flavor into a very small package. And they do well. They do well, especially around 4th of July.
Right. I mentioned before about the early smoking of these cigars. And I don't know if many people like research the history or whatever, but this is the norm for JFK to smoke a Candela. He smoked Candelas. And you can actually, I believe, I could be wrong, but I believe like some JFK cigars went up for auction.
Yeah. So during research for this, they... there's lots of JFK's stuff, right, that they're auctioning off. And in that lot were boxes of green Candela cigars. So, you know, and that hits right on the nail on the head, right? You know, because Cuban Missile Crisis was happening during that time frame. So everyone was trying to go away from what would be considered a Cuban cigar. You know, to differentiate, like you said, people were like, well, we can't smoke brown because then everyone's going to accuse us of smoking a Cuban. Let's get a Candela. Cubans were outlawed. Everything was embargoed. So they were like, well, let's smoke a green cigar. Nobody can accuse us of smoking a Cuban if I'm smoking something green.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's the American market selection, right? And especially at that time frame or whatever, I mean, at height now, it's kind of like died down, like whatever, right? Nobody really cares. But at that time frame, it was like right in everyone's crawl, you know?
Yeah.
It was fresh. It was on the newspapers. It was everything, Cuban Missile Crisis, Cuban embargo, everything. We hated Cuba.
Castro.
At that time, like, I mean, he was not saying that we like him now. He's dead now. Rest in peace. But not saying that it's a big deal now. But back in that time frame, oh. Yeah, you wanted to be caught smoking a green cigar, not a brown cigar. You didn't want to be mistaken for being a, you know, someone
Cuban sympathizer.
Yeah. What are you supporting Cuba now? You didn't want to.
Hey,
be that
commie.
Yeah.
Don't
Red
you
Don,
know?
Red Don.
Yeah. So Candelas became a thing. They got a lot of life, and everyone loved them. And it was, everything was great. And then after the 70s, you know, we had bigger fish to fry. Cuba had kind of died down. The missile crisis
focused more on Vietnam.
Yeah, focus was more on Vietnam than anything else. So Candelas kind of went by the wayside again. And now it's just one of those, hey, everyone's Irish on St. Patrick's Day.
kiss me, I'm Irish.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so
I'm not Irish. I didn't know if you knew that or not. Maybe you didn't know. Did you know that?
I did know that. I've heard.
hold on. Let me get a little Irish in me right now.
Yeah. So it's definitely one of those things. I mean, my wife is of Irish descent, and you know, it's one of those things where she's definitely an Irish woman and loves St. Patrick's Day. We have corned beef and cabbage on St. Patrick's Day almost every year. I think this year we're actually going to try something a little bit different. We're gonna cook something a little different.
Really? Steak and potatoes?
No, we're actually going lamb.
Oh, wow, okay.
Yeah, mixing it up, going fancy.
Are you going to have some mint sauce with your lamb?
She wants to try her hand at it.
All right, well, my wife likes lamb with mint sauce.
Well,
you don't have the mint sauce, she doesn't want the lamb.
Your wife is English, so.
Correct. Correctamundo. So we're big St. Patrick's Day celebrators.
Yeah, but yeah, we have fun. So Candela wrappers, man, they're now just a St. Patrick's Day thing. It's unfortunate because there are some really good Candela cigars out there. I just don't think they catch on.
Well, now I'm gonna put you on the spot a little bit. Have you smoked a Candela not on St. Patrick's Day? I know my answer.
I'm gonna have to say no.
I'm gonna say no. I know I have, but not enough to be like, oh yeah, I smoke Candelas whenever.
Right. Yeah. Now, normally it's not because it's like, oh, Candelas St. Patrick's Day only. Like it's more of a, I don't keep them in the humidor enough. I haven't found one that I like to put in rotation.
I would say it would be fair to say that I don't really see them after St. Patrick's Day. I really don't see them on the shelf. I'm not saying I wouldn't get one. I'm just saying I don't see them. March time frame, I see them all over the place.
Yeah, like January to like April or May, they're there. Depending on how much is celebrated, right? Now, that being said, there's an acid that is a Candela.
I've never smoked that. I know exactly which one you're talking about, but I've never smoked
it. I'm trying to remember the name, and I can't remember the name off the top of my head. That's I want to say Blondie.
No, Blondies aren't green.
No, fuck. I don't remember. But there is an acid that is Candela wrapper, but I tend not to smoke flavored cigars, so I've never really picked one up. So that's the only Candela that I consistently see outside of St. Patrick's Day. Normally, cigar brick and mortars and online retailers stock just enough Candela wrapper stuff to get through St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, I would say they don't really move as quickly. I don't think the green wrapper is appealing to the American market anymore. Maybe there's still some older heads out there that's like, I only smoke Candela. But I hate to say it, it's a dying breed, especially considering their popularity time frame. I just don't see it. I'm not saying I wouldn't pick one up. Actually, I probably would just because of the scarcity of it. But I don't see them that often. If I saw this one, I would pick it up.
Yeah. Are you in your first third? You want to talk about your first third?
Yeah, let's talk about our first third. And then I guess we go ahead and wrap this up. Candela is great. My first third, of course, is almost any Candela anyone is going to say. I'm getting like sweet grass. Not in a bad way, because I don't like the smell of cut grass. And it's actually stronger than I was expecting. So it's definitely, I can definitely get that medium profile. And I would say some I don't want to say hay, strong hay, cedarish type hay.
Yeah. Yeah, so I also get the grassiness. There's a sweet grassiness to it. And then I definitely taste a little bit of cedar on the back end. It's definitely a sweetness to this. It's not bad though. I mean, if I was to pick this up, like if there is, you know, if I saw Founders and they had the entire series, would I pick this up over the other Founders cigars? Probably not. If they had this and I was like, hey, I'm in the mood for something kind of sweeter, cedar-ish, hey, I'd go for this all day.
Yeah. Yeah, I would definitely pick that. I want to say it's Franklin with you. I would definitely pick the Franklin up over this one. I will need to try the others. I haven't smoked the others yet that we have thus far.
Yeah. It's good, though. I mean, for a medium cigar that uses a Candela wrapper, it's very... it's not what I was expecting.
So, that leads to this question, sir.
Yes?
Would you say it's box-worthy, five-pack, or single?
It's time to answer the question. Is the cigar box worthy, five-pack, or just one or two?
Right now, based off the first third that I've smoked, I think I'm going to go single, like one or two.
Which is sadly is fitting because of the time frame, right?
Yeah.
It seems like you said it because of the time frame. But I have to agree with you. My burn has not been perfect, but I mean, that's conducive to Candela's, in my opinion. Maybe I haven't had one that burned phenomenal like my usual picks. I would definitely go one or two, and it definitely supports the St. Patrick's Day theory.
Yeah. Now, again, if there was a deal, right, buy a five pack of Founders and get two free or something like that, and the only five packs they had are Candelas. Okay, fine. I'll pick up a five pack of Candelas. I ain't mad at it.
Yeah.
But if I'm just going to a brick and mortar and they said, hey, here's these Candelas. You could either buy a five pack or you could buy a single and have money left over for other cigars. I'm going to buy a single.
I'm about single. I know it says it's medium. I can get the medium, but I would say it's medium minus.
Yeah. Yeah, light plus. It's definitely not a bad cigar. I'm not upset about it. It's just not as full-bodied as I normally smoke.
Well, I would think the Nicaraguan would kick in a little more, but maybe because of the way the wrapper... the fire cureness of the wrap, because it doesn't have that strong fire cure to it like a Kentucky Fried. It doesn't have that strong fire cure to it.
Did you just say Kentucky Fried?
Is it not Kentucky Fried? What's the Kentucky Fire Cured?
Kentucky Fire Cured. You think about chicken? Kentucky Fried Chicken?
Yes. That with a grape soda. Then I'll take a nap afterwards.
It's racist.
That's how Irish I am, sir.
Fair enough. No, it's good. I just it's not in my wheelhouse per se, personally, but it's definitely not bad.
All right. Well, happy St. Patrick's Day to you, my friend.
Yes. Yeah,
happy
you as well.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to all our listeners. Enjoy. Good luck to all. Enjoy your four-leaf clovers.
Yes. Yeah, go eat some corned beef and cabbage.
No.
Hater.
Yeah, I don't like it. I like cabbage. I'll fuck up some cabbage.
You don't eat corned beef?
No, I don't eat corned beef, man. I've tried it. I can eat it, but if it's like this. If I had a choice, I'm not picking that.
Understandable.
All right. Well, until next sidebar, I'm Dice.
And I'm Austin, and great leaders smoke great cigars.